Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're heading to Sweden. We're going to explore General Snus.
A brand that's been, what, crafting its signature flavor for over 150 years?
Over 150 years, that's right. And you've been sending in some articles about the differences between the original and white portions.
Yeah.
So we're here to unpack those nuances and uncover what makes each one so distinctive.
What fascinates me about General Snus is it really embodies Swedish snus culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this brand has seen it all since 1866.
Yeah.
To maintain that classic flavor profile, but also innovate with things like white portions, speaks volumes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. 150 years is a long time to be at the top of your game.
Right.
I'm curious, for those new to General, what is the secret behind their signature flavor? The articles you sent mentioned a few key ingredients.
It's all about the blend. They start with high quality tobacco, gives it that spicy, earthy base.
Okay.
But then they add a touch of bergamot oil, which you might recognize as the citrusy note in Earl Grey tea.
That's what gives it that unique aroma. I've always loved how a subtle citrus note can balance out those richer flavors. It's like a little taste of history in every pinch.
It really is. And speaking of history, their original portion is a great example of that. It's the classic moist snus experience, darker in color, delivers that immediate release of flavor and nicotine.
Ah, so that's the one for folks who want that quick, satisfying hit.
Yeah.
Like a shot of espresso, but for snus.
Precisely. Perfect for a quick break or when you need a quick pick-me-up. But then you have the white portion.
Okay.
Which is a different experience altogether.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What makes the white portion stand out? I know from the articles that it's drier.
Yeah.
But how does that affect the overall experience?
Think of it as a slow release approach. The white portion goes through a different production process, resulting in a drier snus.
Okay.
With a cleaner white appearance. And because it's drier, the flavor and nicotine release are more gradual, more controlled.
So it's less about that immediate hit and more about savoring the experience over a longer period.
You got it. The flavor unfolds slowly, giving you a smoother, mellower experience.
That's fascinating. It's like the difference between taking a shot and slowly sipping a fine whiskey.
Exactly.
You get to appreciate the nuances.
Yeah.
Over a longer time.
And a lot of people find the white portion more discreet for those longer durations where a bolder experience might not be ideal.
Okay.
Like a long meeting or a flight.
It's amazing how such a subtle difference in moisture can create two completely distinct experiences.
Yeah, for sure.
It really speaks to General's commitment to crafting snus for every preference. Speaking of which, the articles you sent also mentioned something about their unique can design.
Yes. Their catch lids are a game changer. Instead of like fumbling around for a place to discreetly discard your used portion,
you've
built a compartment right into the can.
That's so smart. I've always been impressed by those small details that show a company really cares about the user experience. It's like they anticipated a need and addressed it before you even realized it was an issue.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about the star formation of the portions inside.
Right.
No more digging around the can.
Yeah.
Each portion is perfectly positioned, easy access.
It's like they've thought of everything. Okay, so we've talked about the flavor, the different portions, and the innovative can design. But I'm also curious about the bigger picture. We touched on General Snus's long history.
Right.
But what was it like for them back in 1866?
Well, you have to remember that Sweden already had a long and rich history with snus.
Okay.
It was woven into the fabric of their culture. And in many ways, General Snus helped shape and refine those traditions.
So they weren't just entering a market. They were adding to a legacy.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I'm curious to know more about the man who started it all, Johan A. Bollman. What can you tell us about him?
He was a true innovator and a passionate advocate for quality. You know, Bollman was dedicated to crafting snus using only the finest tobacco and natural ingredients.
Okay.
A philosophy that continues to this day.
It's amazing to think that his dedication from over 150 years ago still resonates in every can today. That's quite a legacy.
Indeed. And you can see that dedication reflected in everything from their commitment to quality ingredients to those thoughtful design elements we discussed. They've really honed their craft.
It's like they found that sweet spot between tradition and innovation. They honor the heritage of Swedish snus while constantly looking for ways to refine and improve the experience.
And that's the beauty of a deep dive like this. You start with a seemingly simple question about original versus white portions,
right,
and end up uncovering a rich history of craftsmanship, innovation, and cultural significance.
Absolutely. We've learned so much about General Snus, from the nuances of their different portions to their remarkable history. It's a testament to how much there is to discover beneath the surface of even the most familiar things.
It really makes you think.
Yeah.
What other hidden stories are waiting to be uncovered?
That's a great question for our listeners. Have you tried General Slarmus? What are your thoughts on original versus white portions? Head over to our social media and share your experiences. Who knows? Your insights might just inspire our next deep dive.